Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Kieran. Thank you so much, Paul, for having us. It's really lovely to be here. And thank you to everyone for coming and spending a Monday night with us in Wales. So, Michal and I met through the Ireland Chair of Poetry and the anthology that we are co-editing at the moment with two other wonderful poets, Summer Milene and Marcella Prince. And I was very fortunate to be one of the early readers of Micheál's wonderful pamphlet, Safe Home, which you can buy now at Green Bottle Press. Micheál's poems are really intimate and affecting, and I was particularly taken with one poem in the pamphlet that was titled Brother. So when I told him that, he said that he had planned to write a sequence of poems that were all going to be titled Brother. And I thought that's just an incredible idea. So I said, can I be part of that? And he was like, sure. So this is basically how we got to where we are. And what we're going to read from today is four poems from what we call Brother, a Tango of Poems. And we'll be reading just a poem each of our own in between. So this is the first time that we've attempted something like this, and it's the first live reading, and unfortunately we have to do it virtually. We would have loved to do it in person, but hopefully the time will come. So, me, do you want to say anything before we kick this off?
Just to echo what Needy said, it's a real pleasure to be here and to read for you. So, I hope get things going well. Brother, where have you gone, my pal?
In a bang of fire and hair,
And wearing
and tearing,
your stare is playing hide and seek, and is skilled, but I find it.
I always will, and even though I am hiding.
From you, after a fashion, half behind the oak tree, out the back in Coldarth,
The sea's there.
and the tire I am with.
My dear friend.
So you think. Here is this for you to find sometime. Me, clumsy in things, but always here.
About even when I am not.
Even when we leave.
Even when we leave, toothpaste opened and oozy.
Even when we drive Armagh to distraction. Even when you don't know
The truth.
yet. Find me here.
I'll stay until then.
We'll be by the water.
Brother.
This is not a drill.
My dad says.
And he seemed pretty serious as he sent my brother and I out.
Into the fluorescent bright aisles, proper apocalypse preppers.
And we made like we were
Raiding that capitalist establishment.
for coal sacks,
Water pumps.
weighed down by what we could not carry.
This is not a drill.
My dad says, and I say,
Yeah, it so is. Look at this. It even has a set of drill bits and.
I know a thing or two about drills, enough to know they come with bits.
And I look over at my brother for validation. Though he seems less certain about my claim than before.
So I secretly start to doubt myself too. This is not a drill, my dad says.
And I look more carefully at the tiny parts inside the plastic packaging and I see.
The tips of the heads are shaped like little flats and stars, and the pointy end of the long bit isn't all sharp.
And twisted like it should be. So I stop arguing my case.
Because I finally realized
that he's actually right.
I admired Needy for the longest time because I think she has the most incredible reading style. Everything feels like a revelation, so it's a pleasure to read this here. I'll just read a kind of not too long poem of my own, a duet. Sorry, someone commented I love that duet, this lovely idea. It's just a simple poem. The title runs on into the poem. All I'll say is Hilary Hahn, who's in the title, is an American violin soloist. And this poem is prospectively the first poem in the manuscript for my first full collection, but we'll see. Hilary Hahn is playing the Sibelius Concerto and has perhaps not imagined that a young boy fastidiously imitates her in the bathroom mirror. With the door locked and the whole world poised to give him its mind on the other side, he imagines. She is wearing a hand-sewn gown and tassel earrings whirl while playing the octave climax of the movement. He pictures himself doing the same. His right arm articulates as his fingers flail, finding no purchase. His pocked skin is not the sore root of envy, more how she manages among 100 instruments. And her violin's sound still surfs the tide of concerted voices. Not the glamour or the beauty of it, oh, though, to be lauded like the soloist on her third encore, but to be alive and speak just audibly, without fear. He has learned how she closes her eyes at the end, as we all do. But he feels silly now, pretending to interpret. She walks off stage, off camera, where his daydream ends. The bathroom quiet now, filling with morning. He unlocks the window and watches the day a while. What I'm trying to say is you taught me to sing.
I love that last line. To read a poem called Hush. December, dusk, in soft waning light, I am watching the grey of your eyes turn blue. But it is too late for us to be young again. Like ships adrift, I think I did not learn how to navigate the waters of life with another. I, wrapped in the duvet on your single bed. Because we are close like that. And you trust me with the lingering smell of your sleep. You, rooting around in the belly of your fridge. The inside of which has not seen a woman in perhaps as long as you have not now, passing me a box of brightly glazed cakes. Donuts, I say. They were invented by sailors. And I know little else about sailors, other than that
They live untethered and are prone to scurvy, solitude, and infidelity. Hush, puppies, you say. These were thought up by southerners, a food harking back to wartime, cornmeal, silencing hungry canines. And as you speak, you take off your sock, ball it up in your fist, send it sailing across the room at some imaginary dog. It is in that moment I fully comprehend the devastating fact of your love, and that I have done nothing with it.
Wow. So we have two more brother poems to read for you. They kind of slip in and out of kind of domesticity, and like in the other poems, they're a bit more mythological and broad. So this next poem is very domestic and the next one isn't. So, brother, by you, I say.
You visited.
For the long weekend and slept soundly.
So you say, under sighing, wobbly bookshelves.
And wide, square windows, and a friendly wood pigeon. I begin writing.
This, while you whack tennis balls into the hedge over the public tennis courts.
With Andrew, you swing your racket with Viking force.
So the story goes. And I imagine your face.
The veins in your arms grimacing. And wonder where that power is coming from.
Or what it's trying to say. I've seen you hesitate.
Lately, over photos hung here and there, the first time you see.
What my full face smiling looks like, or a photo of Nana you don't recognize.
At first, or photos of Des.
Gleaming in laminate.
On a memorial card, how Presbyterian, Sinead said when she opened the box.
And you think these framed, important people will never see this.
Gold, dangerously plant-filled room where no hiding is allowed.
Don't worry. Handsome.
Sure, if we're lucky, we'll hang in a dear friend's room.
With a 1,000-piece jigsaw somewhere threatening their feet.
And our dear friend will not really realize.
We're there the way you didn't realize.
I was at your shoulder at that wide brown graveside until I was.
And was sorry, but will stop every few days lifting a book.
From a weird place or with laundry.
Under their elbows and stare into the glass that frames us.
God bless our home, you'd say. We'll never hear
what our friend has to say, but hope.
It is positive, or if they are cross, just a plaintive why.
Isn't he right here?
We'll be saying, home sweet home, oh yes.
Having stepped over the threshold, we never thought we'd have to cross. This is our final breath of home. It's a hymn to two Greek gods, Hypnos and Thanatos. Hypnos is the god of sleep and Thanatos is the god of death. And they were brothers who were considered to be dreadful gods. And so they were exiled into a cave where no light could reach them and the sun never rose, and they slept by the river of forgetting. This is a poem to both of them, brother. When it arrived, I could not sleep.
Turned his face so far from me, and
I called out. I dreamed him
there in his darkened cave by the river
of forgetting. I begged that calm and gentle
God would find me, kiss my eyes
shut with his hands,
cover me with poppies. When it came,
when it changed us and everything,
we lost all sense of time.
And space seemed elastic, shrinking into vastness.
I thought of you, then how I would give half of
my life for you, how you live.
Where neither rays nor waves touch
you, resting on blackened bark. The twilight
in bloom, stitched together
from the shadows
on your wrists.
But sleep, melancholy,
you're not alone,
for death is always
somebody's brother. Gentle youth with
feather light fingers
waltzing
on the sea's broad back.
Thank you so much for listening.
Thank you so much for being here, and thank you so much for all your lovely comments. It's really been such a pleasure to premiere this with all of you, and thank you so much for having us.